Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? Like one minute, you're chillin', and the next, bam. You're hit with a wall of anger or frustration that could level a city? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you there are ways to handle those explosive feelings like a boss? That's what we're diving into today, how Stoic philosophy can help us tame the beast within, master our anger and frustration, and emerge as calm, collected warriors. No capes required. Now, before you picture yourself meditating on a mountaintop with a beard down to your knees, let me assure you, this isn't some ancient mystic mumbo-jumbo. It's about practical wisdom you can apply right here, right now, in the daily hassle and bustle of life. Think of it like this. Anger and frustration are like those annoying pop-up ads on your phone. They are disruptive, unwanted, and often completely useless. Stoicism teaches us how to close those tabs, minimize distractions, and focus on what truly matters. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of your emotional landscape. 1. Recognize your triggers. You know that feeling when your blood starts boiling? It's like your inner alarm system is screaming danger. But what sets it off? Is it traffic jams, unreasonable deadlines, or a certain person who always seems to push your buttons? Identifying those triggers is the first step in taking control. Once you know what gets you riled up, you can start developing strategies to avoid or manage those situations better. 2. Don't take everything personally. This one's tough, but seriously important. Remember that time someone cut you off in traffic and you felt like they were personally attacking your existence. Let me tell you, chances are they're just having a bad day, or maybe they haven't learned to parallel park yet. Their actions aren't always a reflection of you. When you detach yourself from the drama and see things from a broader perspective, anger loses its power. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? That's when frustration can really take hold. Mindfulness helps you slow down, breathe deeply, and focus on the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner chaos. Try simple techniques like taking a few deep breaths, meditating for a few minutes each day, or even just paying attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Bringing yourself back to the present can help calm those stormy emotions. 4. Reframe your thoughts. You know that saying, thoughts become things? Well, it's true. When you're angry or frustrated, your thoughts spiral into negativity. But what if you could reframe those thoughts in a more positive light? Instead of thinking this is the worst day ever, try I can learn from this challenge. Instead of saying this is impossible, say what are some creative solutions I can explore. A shift in perspective can make all the difference. 5. Embrace acceptance. Let's be real, sometimes things just happen that are out of our control. We can't always fix every problem or change every situation. Stoicism teaches us to accept what we can't change and focus our energy on what we can control, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think about a time when you felt incredibly frustrated. Maybe your phone died right before an important call, or traffic was backed up for miles, leaving you running late. How did you handle it? Did you let that frustration take over, ruining your whole day, or were you able to stay calm and find a solution? Now, imagine if you had applied some of these Stoic techniques. What would have been different? Perhaps you could have taken a few deep breaths, reframed the situation as an opportunity to practice patience, or have even used the time in traffic to listen to a podcast or catch up on your favorite playlist. See, it's not about avoiding frustration altogether, it's about developing the tools and mindset to navigate those moments with grace and resilience. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Recognize your triggers, don't take things personally, practice mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, and embrace acceptance. These are your secret weapons against anger and frustration. Go out there and conquer those emotional challenges. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, or simply take a moment to reflect on how you can apply these Stoic principles in your own life. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and utter badassery.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.